AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This is Super Tuesday, the busiest day of the presidential primary season. 11 states and American Samoa have voting contests today. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are hoping to come out of this with the momentum that will take them to their respective parties' nomination. Trump, hoping to sweep the South, rallied supporters in Virginia last night, but was interrupted several times by protesters.
The division and the divisiveness in our country is unbelievable. Remember that.
But Trump said he can unite the country. Political analyst David Anderson predicts this will not be a knockout day for Donald Trump.
I don't think Trump is going to knock all the candidates out. I think the best he can hope for is to convince Ben Carson it's finally time to throw in the towel, and maybe to make Ted Cruz really think about his future.
Like Donald Trump, Democrat Hillary Clinton has won three of the four early voting contests and is now turning her attention more and more to battling Trump. By the way, the State Department has now released the final batch of emails from then-Secretary of State Clinton's private server. None of the emails were marked as classified at the time they were transmitted, but some contained information that has since been upgraded to secret or confidential. President Obama will meet today with the Senate Republican leaders who are vowing to block his Supreme Court nominee, no matter who that Supreme Court nominee is. Those Senate Republican leaders want the next president to fill the vacancy on the high court. They feel that perhaps the next president will be a Republican and that that vacancy would then be filled by a Republican president. This is AP Radio News. Uh-oh. A self-driving car being tested by Google hit a bus on a Silicon Valley street. A fender bender that didn't injure anybody, but this appears to be the first time a Google autonomous car caused a crash during testing. AP correspondent Justin Pritchard is in California.
Google says that its safety driver did not anticipate that the bus would continue and that there would be a collision. Obviously, the car didn't either, so the safety driver did not take control when the car started to edge out into the left a little bit to try and pass around and make this right turn.
And this was a Lexus SUV outfitted with sensors and cameras. China is expected to overtake North America as the world's largest movie market as soon as next year. Now we're learning that China's monthly box office has surpassed North America's for the very first time. It happened in February, which included the peak movie-going period of Lunar New Year. Over $1 billion in ticket sales. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.